Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
DRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
One time for Grudge Inc., because the baddest grudge racers will be coming from all across the country as Cold Killer Chris Tootin Productions present the final hit at the Macon National Dragway November 3rd, featuring $10,500 in class payouts with the Mickey Thompson 10-5 Series, Outlaw Drag Radio Limited Street, 29 inches and 315 drag radio tire only, any power adder, any suspension, no wheelie bars, 8-car minimum, hope you got enough, $5,000 payout, 28-inch tire shootout, 28 inches or 275 drag radio only, any power adder, stock suspension, 8-car minimum, $2,500 payout. And for the big tire shootout, run what you brung, $3,000 purse, invitation only, 8-car minimum, open grudge racing and test and tuning, gates open at 9 a.m., $20 admission. For more info, call 513-415-0942 or log on to grudgeinc.us.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Grudge Inc. You're here live with Lady A. If you desire to speak to our host tonight, please press the 1 button and I'll get you on as quickly as possible. Our host for tonight is going to be Biz.
Don't go to bed with no price on your head. No, no.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Yeah.
From Chicago, hosting the Grudge Inc. talk show, bringing you all grudge racers in the North Central region, Chicago, Ohio, Detroit, Iowa. Let's get at it.
Biz, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Actually, I'm excited.
Are
you? Excited. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're on our way to the Peach State. Actually, I'm loading up now. I'm waiting till my guys to get here because I'm a little fat and trying to get this car in the trailer and open up the door. I can't get it in the trailer and open up the door and get out. So I gotta wait till my guys get here so we can push it on the trailer. So, but I there's nothing that's gonna keep me away from Georgia. I'ma beat the hell out of Butt Naked. I'm going to beat the hell out of little Tony. I'm going to beat the hell out of Chemo. And I'm going to beat the hell, so he can go to heaven. Beat the hell out of Jimbo.
I love the confidence.
Yo, man, please. I can't wait. We I'm going to work tonight, and I'm going to try to get off about an hour early so we can get on that road and hit that road, because it's going to take us about, I'll say about 11 and a half, 12 hours to get to Macon. So we should be pulling up in Macon, I would say, after, you know, fueling up and stopping getting something to eat. We should be there around 2 or 3.
All right. Well, we're waiting on you.
Oh, yeah, I will. We will be there, the Lord's will, tomorrow afternoon. Yes, we will. I just want to thank all the fans. Hey, y'all coming down to Macon, Georgia, the final hit, where the true grudge races are going to be, where, you know, it's a thing for the South. You know, they have true grudge races in the South. Just to say, the other big show or the other show across town, one thing about the fans, they're going to see the same old cars. They're going to see the same old drivers. They're going to see the same old races and the same old faces. If they would just come over to Macon, they're going to see different drivers, different cars, different races, in different faces. We coming from up north, which is Chicago. We coming from Detroit. We coming from Louisiana. We coming from Texas. We getting all the way from California. Now, you're going to see your hometown guys there. You're going to see some same faces. But I guarantee, you're going to see some new faces and some new grudge cars. And I want to let you know, when we come to race. We ain't coming to beg. We ain't coming to stiff you. We coming to race. And I'm going to say that 3 or 4 times during this show, that we are coming to race. You have a guy down there named White Cracker. We had a race last year for the 28th of July. So I'm going to try to get it on with him. My car can go 5, 6, 7 times. So, let you know, we will be down there for the weekend, and we will be racing. I don't want to take up too much time, but it is a pleasure. It is an honor to always have my buddy call in early. He called in faithfully, and he definitely helped me out last week when I had my son and my daughter. So, with that, please let Meatball on.
Meatball, your mic is open.
Meatball, what's on your mind, baby?
Vince, talk to me, man. Hey, you listen, man. I'll fill in for you anytime, man, if you want me to fill in.
My ratings appreciate it.
Plus, my ratings was higher than yours anyway.
It's been a week. You know what? I did give them congratulations, but we have different fan bases. So I do want to take a portion of reasonable time to say congratulations to Jimbo for going over to New Jersey, the Never Scared Young Money crew for going over there to New Jersey, ATCO Raceway. I heard the guys were gentlemen and scholars. P. Small Block and the .NET crew. I want to thank them for being a great host. But, again, I want to say congratulations to Jimbo for going over there and winning. He went and raced P. Small Block, a quarter-mile race, and Jimbo won. If you did not see it on the Internet, Jimbo hazed the tires and had a little backfire. P. Small Block blew his tires off and had a backfire. So they both got back in it, and it was just too much for Petey Small Block to overcome. I seen both angles. I seen it with the camera on Jimbo's car, whereas when Petey Small Block got back in it, he wasn't losing ground on Jimmy, but he wasn't gaining none either. So he shut it off around, I say, about the 900-foot mark. He just shut it off. So, which was a smart man. And the same thing I tell Jimbo. If he see my car anywhere within the vicinity of the 330, if he see anything black, shut his car off. Because that's when the huffer going to get the huffer. Go ahead, Meatball.
Well, hey, look, for Team North, I'd like to wish everybody good luck down there. Whoop their ass. And then y'all can square y'all little differences out later.
I think we're going to square our differences out first. Then we're going to go at the South. I just think that's how it's going to be.
If the South see y'all battling, man, they might just sit in the stands with some popcorn, man. That's going to be the show.
Hey, I just, you know, it's just mathematically, it's benefit for us to just go ahead and get ours on because we already locked in and don't no one have money to just give away. So, this is my itinerary. What's his name? He's really not a factor. Butt Naked. He put a stipulation of time. So, of course, he is first. Then I'm going to politely walk over to Lil Tony, and he got the back tie and the clear. I'm going to say, Tony, are you ready? Okay, cut his head off. And I'm already cutting my Butt Naked head.
Can you let me know each race, which quarter or eighth mile? Can you let me know
all the races? All eighth. No quarter mile tracking making. All eighth.
Okay.
Then as I cut Tony's head off, I'm going to politely walk over to Chemo. Chemo, are you ready? Okay, go over there, knock Chemo head off. Then I'm going to go over there to Jimbo. Jimbo, are you ready? And what I'm going to do to Jimbo, I'm going to beat him off the tree. He's going to get beat off the tree. And if he let me beat him off, I know he can out-60 me, but he can't out-60 me to the point where if I beat him off the tree. So if I beat him off the tree, which I think I'm going to beat him off the tree, I'm going to beat him from ding to dong because there's no way in hell if I beat him off the tree, he's going to come around me. Unless my car don't go in the air, so I ain't got to worry about that no more. You know, I don't blow the tires, so I ain't got to worry about that no more. I got traction control on the car, so I ain't got to worry about all that no more.
What you got on the car?
They say I got traction control. They say I got traction control. You know, Meatball, they taking up a vote. Because, you know, Jimbo and Chemo done made so much hell about these hat races. They taking up a vote. They said I can't get into any more hat races because I got traction control. They said I should be barred.
So you want to hear my opinion about it? So you be barred from hat races?
Go ahead.
Is that what you want to hear?
No. I'm just telling you what's going over. You know, you over here on 7 Mile. I'm over here on Halsted. So I'm just telling you what's going over here on Halsted. Also, they saying
should you be barred. Should you be, listen, and this me, you'll be a damn fool to stop hat racing. I don't care what nobody say. You'll be a damn fool.
It's been pretty good this year. We don't want almost $20,000 in hat races this year. So, I mean,
we do not speak on numbers.
Okay. A thousand pardons. But, you know, I mean, hat racing, you know, I mean, it's public knowledge.
Well,
I hear you.
Anyway, you might well put, if you stop hat racing, which you is hat racing and grudge racing, but if you stop hat racing, why would you stop hat racing? You should slap yourself.
No, it's not that I'm gonna stop. They want to ban me. They take it up a vote to ban me.
How can you get banned? I mean, they say
I got traction control. You know those little devices that you put on your drag shaft. It's like a little sensor you put on your drag shaft, and it controls the how many times revolution it goes around. So if your tire gets to spinning, it bags it up a little bit. But you know, this is what I said, Meatball. I said if y'all find traffic control on my car, I bet five thousand to their $500. If they find traffic control on my car, they got $5,000. I mean, ain't nobody took up the bet yet, but I'm gonna put $5,000 up to $500. That if you find it, you got it.
I'm about to bribe. A little round to put it on there if I can bet you that. So you go spend $2,500 a piece.
Yeah. If you get, and, said, if they got a car, if you don't find it, we're gonna go straight to the track, straight to the, you know, we're gonna be at the track, and we're gonna go straight to the line, and we're gonna race. So they're gonna say I took it off. So she gonna do the same thing she's been doing.
Well, hey, Ben, you know, that's a big order. I don't know no butt naked or Mr. Naked, whatever he is. I don't know that gentleman. But, man, you know, Chemo, you know, Little Tony, you know my neighbors, man. You know, you.
Man, I'm going to do something so nasty, Chemo, man.
That's a tall order. Then you said Jumbo? Man.
I'm leaving. Hey, I give respect where respect is due. I'm leaving the best for last.
Are you sure he's the best, though? Are you sure he's the best?
Out of those three, yeah.
It's like I'm Mike Tyson.
I'm going to fight Buster Douglas. I'm going to fight Leon Spinks. I'm going to fight the great white hope. Then I'm gonna fight Evander Holyfield, you know. But
you know, he lost two of those fights, man.
He lost two of them. He lost. I'm just
everybody
you
name. He lost against Buster Douglas.
He lost against Buster
Holyfield.
Douglas. Yeah, but Buster Douglas was a buster, just like. But Nick is a buster.
Now it sounds like you're giving Butt Nick the benefit of the doubt.
Man, I'm gonna beat Butt Nick so bad, man. I'm just trying to just get names up just to show the skill level, you know, the skill level.
Oh, man.
It goes up,
man.
You know.
Well, you know, they got a pool out here, man, in the deep, man. They saying Jimbo going to paralyze you when he get down there.
I know. That's what they saying, you know. And they really ain't seen my guy like they have seen Jimbo's, you know.
I
expect that.
They said Jimbo just paralyzed. They said Little Tony and Chemo gonna eat the rest up.
What? Oh wow, man! I'm gonna do something so bad to Little Tony, man. It's gonna be funny.
What? Hold on, a friend of mine's now, man. That man ready to go.
Man, I'm gonna do something so bad to him and Chemo, man. They may put with Tony, when I do to Tony, he gonna take his car back to the pitch. And when I do the Chemo, when I get done with Chemo, he might just go come on head back to the D. He might not even stick around. He might not even stick around, bro. They racing my race now.
How are they racing your race? What's your race?
Half track.
That's your race, huh?
Ooh, man.
Hey, Biz, you ready for this fucking?
Oh, my God. Who is that? Is that Jimbo?
Yeah. Are you ready for this fucking I'm going to give you? You ain't been fucked by a little white boy yet, have you?
Yes, I have. I like pink toes. I love pink toes.
Hey, this has been coming a long time.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
It's here. It's here now.
It's on its way right now. It's here.
We don't have to wait for no 3 weeks. We ain't gotta wait for no 2 months. We ain't gotta say we gonna lock in. It's here.
Hey, you know what else we ain't gotta do either? You ain't gotta have me on the list last and wait. We can do it right away.
Man, we could go off the trailer, man. I keep telling you that.
Hey, you ain't ever seen me. I'm on my car trailer and I get on the track.
Oh, cool! Because you're not a true racer. You just Chemo and the rest of us.
I'm telling you. When have you seen me? I load my car for my first test hit, and not make it down the track.
I don't watch you. I don't. You
just trying to get that.
You
I'm
are no.
Fuck you up,
you not.
Your race.
You
I'm
not. You not of no significance of me. I don't have to watch you. You got to watch me.
I ain't watching
shit. I keep telling you that.
Hey, I don't
want to
hear that free shit. Watch. You think because Kurgan's a class racer, I'm going to treat the fuck out that man.
I hear you.
I'm going to treat the shit out of him. I cut killer lights every time.
Jimbo.
I'm on 60-foot 330. It ain't going to be a race when I do these.
Hey, Motor City Jimbo. This is me, boy. Who you going to out-whoop on in Ben Sharp? Who is this man?
Who's what? Who's going to be driving Ben's car? You said you're going to be
Hold on. Somebody said, hold on. Which Bob is on? What Bob is on?
What's going on? What's happening, Ben?
What's up, baby? Uh-oh. What's going on?
Nothing. What's going on?
Hey, I got to be quiet for 1 minute. I'm walking into a gas station.
Okay.
Hey, what's this
okay.
I hear about a traction control, Biz? What's the story with that?
Hey, man, I don't know, bro. I'm going to tell you like I tell the rest of them. I got 5,000 your, I got 5,000 your 500 if you find one.
I hear you. You know what? That sounds good, man, but on a booster car, for instance, like a turbo car, every turbo car's got traction control. What the hell is a boost controller for? That's traction control.
What I don't have a booster.
No, I know. No, I understand. But these guys, these nicest cars talk that crazy shit. What's a progressive? What's a banking system? That's all traction control. It's power management.
Yes, it is.
I don't understand. I mean, this is grudge racing, and people cry about traction control, and you got this is grudge racing, man.
The first thing I said, Bob, is if I had one on my car, I'm sure I'm not the only one in the United States that have one, and I'm sure that they went out of business. You could go buy one what it takes.
Hey, Bob Mascone, this is me, Bob. Hey, Bob, what do you think about – we're taking a pull. What do you think about Biz being banned from hat racing? What do you think about that?
Shit, I'm all for hat racing. He ain't showing no times. What does it matter? That's getting paid. And Biz, congratulations on that. Forgot about
I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Hell, yeah, get that money. Shit, ain't nobody paying his goddamn bills. I'm all for it. I mean, hat racing, grudge racing, it's all the same shit. You can still bet on the side end, you know, in the lane, so that's all good in my book.
All right. We got it. All right.
Here's with the rest. Hey, Ben.
We're good. We don't need a bag. I got it right.
Put the rest from
100
on 7 to 10.
Take that. We on still?
Happened
to Biz. Yeah.
Are we on?
Yeah, you on, Jimbo. What happened to Biz?
Biz might have fell off.
Jimbo, what's
up, boy? What's going on?
Hey, Biz can't talk. His head fell off already. I didn't even cut the motherfucker off yet, and it already fell off.
God, Jimbo, why you so hard on the man, dude?
I'm going to fuck that boy. He ain't no man. That's a boy, man. I'm going to fuck him like a little boy. A little boy, I'm going to fuck a little boy.
Better watch that boosted shit.
I ain't worried about that slow shit. Hey,
you ain't?
Look at, I ain't
you
worried about that shit slow.
Jimbo, sometimes I wonder, are you just brave or just dumb? I don't know.
I can hear the Gap Band singing already, Biz.
Gap Band? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Right. Yeah. You know what? Hey, you know the thing about you is, Jimbo, you trying to talk yourself into confidence. I don't.
No.
There's nothing else to talk
wrong about.
We locked. We locked, and we're going to race.
I don't need to talk myself into confidence. I got confidence.
Yes, you do.
You're crazy.
Talk yourself into confidence. Hey, Jimbo, you a dead man and don't even know it, man.
Yeah, okay.
You're a dead man and you don't even know it.
Okay.
I really think that race is going to be down to a tree. I really do. I think it's going to be a real good race.
No way.
I don't feel
I'm going to fucking have him
plan.
So stretched out by
I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to try to get this car on the trailer.
Man, keep me on hold.
Y'all keep on talking.
Hey, after this weekend, I'm a king of the north. Once I fuck him up.
Yeah, I guess.
For sure I'm a king of the north then.
Go for it, man.
You guys are right
really
now, Bob?
You know what? Dougie told me, and I think I'm going to run. I'm trying to get a hall pass. I got a baby christening to be at Sunday, but it looks like I think I'm going to go. Bill's probably going to stay behind and work at the shop, but if anything, I'll probably end up going.
Yeah.
Go watch. So I really don't want to miss that show. So we'll see what happens.
It's supposed to be 80 Saturday.
Shit, I might come down there with some shorts. I'm
going to
go down there and get some of that goat meat.
We're on a roll right now.
Are you really?
Hell yeah.
Damn, boy. Come on, get down to the steps and up.
Biz was just loading up. Jimbo already halfway down to that motherfucker.
That's why I can't wait to fuck him up.
Get him.
God, what's going on, y'all? It's Lil Carter.
What's up?
Hell yeah. Nothing. Mad as hell, I can't make it. That's all.
Yeah, but I think it's gonna be a hell of a show.
Yeah.
All right.
It'll be a real good show.
We're going to try to go up the mile and play around up there. See if
make sure you got the space. It's going to be cold up here.
Hey, everybody give me hockey at Mile. Ain't nobody going to be there this weekend.
What do you say, Jimbo?
I think we're
going to
be
the coast of clear.
Hey, Bobby. Who's going to be King of Mile? Who's going to be King of Mile this weekend?
Shit, I don't know, man.
Let me do it. Come on now. Let me do it.
I think Lil Carter's going to be King of Mile. Stay behind.
We got our shit together, though, finally. We just got to try it.
Yeah.
As long as
your car's going to run real good.
Get it together. We get there.
Oh, yeah.
I just got a ram in the bush. My neighbor came up. You know what I'm saying? About 13, 14 years old. Had to let him get in the, let him see what real power is. You know, you get what I'm saying? You understand me? He got in there. He drove the car forward. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, Jimbo, you a dead man, man. I'm a man.
Dez up there signing autographs and shit. he got fan clubs he's sending to right now.
Man, I'm going to do something to Jimbo that ain't going to be nice, man.
He ain't doing shit.
I know it is. Kurgan is going to have his car down there, and he's locked in with Chemo, right?
Who?
I think Chemo and Kurgan locked in.
Hey, hold on. Where's Meatball? Where's Meatball, too? Is Meatball on?
I don't know if he's still on or not.
Hey,
May just stepped away. He usually stay
I know
on.
We're going down there and shit, and Chemo and I'm from Detroit, but... But fucking Meatball said that they're hard to handle. They're fast and shit. Like, they're the Kings. They got the back tire. But that bitch, when I'm down there, they got the back tire, man. I don't even want to head over
God
for that.
God damn. Yeah, like I said, man, I don't know if you just got
balls. Look, Tony's my man. Hey, Tony, Tony's cool. Kimo's been cool this year, too. But they got the back tire with that bitch.
Wow. No shit, Timbo.
I got a bad bitch over here. I've been telling everybody all year. Nobody want to listen, so I'm showing motherfuckers now.
Oh, you got a fast car. There's no doubt about that. I just believe you ain't running to the right car yet, though.
Yeah. You know what? You might be right. But until I do, I'm going to keep acting up like this.
Biz might be that one. You better watch out.
Man, I hope so. You know, I'm tired of fucking everybody up like this. I want some competition.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jimbo. You're going to get everything you asked for. Okay.
Hey, you know why you – Biz, I'm going to tell you. You nervous about racing me. You know how I know that? Cause you, hold on. You're making me wait till last here for one reason, because you want the track to be shitty, cold. For two, you want the cold air for your boots because you know you need all the horsepower you need. And for three, you're going to have that bitch on kill. It might blow up. You ain't going to be able to race nobody to race me. So you know you got your hands full. Don't act like it's going to be an easy task racing me.
Hey, Jimbo.
Damn.
Jimbo. I heard something you said, but I know you said I wasn't the ratio. Jimbo, if I do to you what I plan on doing to you, do you actually think Chemo and Tony's going to go? I'm a bitch. First of all, I'm a grudge racer, but I'm a businessman, too.
Yeah.
If I do to you what I do to you, you know what they're going to do? You know what I'm going to get out of Chemo and Tony? 500.
Now, what are you going to do to me?
I'm going to show you. I'm just not talking. I'm going to show you what I'm going to do to you. But what I'm telling you is, when I get through doing what I'm going to do to them boys, you're going to get yours. Believe that.
I'm not going to violate them, huh?
Yeah, ooh, in the way.
Like you're going to violate.
in the worst way. Nasty. They gonna call me a nasty old man.
Hey, Biz.
Hey, Tubbo. Hey, what's that dude, Jerry Sandusky? Jerry Sandusky ain't gonna have nothing on me.
Hey, who's that? Remember that guy that we're talking about?
Bishop Eddie Longin'.
Hey, remember we were going back and forth with DJ Grant a while ago about some nitrous car, somebody he knows from down there they were trying to race me with? Is this guy going to be there this weekend?
I don't think so. Hey, Lady A, if you see DJ Grant, phone number, open it up. If you see DJ Grant's phone number, open it up.
Yeah. Remember, hey,
I think he was talking about K-9.
He's talking about K-9.
Remember he was talking about how he would only race for a good amount of money?
Jimbo, the guy that I told you, with the small block, with no two carburetors and no sheet metal intake, he want to run you. But everybody, you didn't get a chance to say what you wanted to do because you had all your nut huggers talking.
Yeah.
So it's a guy down there. There's a guy down there. He got a stock suspension Mustang on a 28 with a small block. He said he don't have a sheet metal intake, and he said he don't have two carburetors. So with Nike.
What size tire?
A 28, a true 28, no W.
With no wheelie bar?
No wheelie bar. And all he said is he said he wanted the back tire. He said he didn't want no.
As long as it ain't no class car or
No,
it's a class car. Well, hold on. Except Big Ball Fat.
Jimbo. Be so careful. Be easy when you say the words about my buddy with that small block.
Come on, man.
Don't do that.
Hey, you remember that 10 that he was talking about? You remember that 10 he was talking about running for? Double that up.
Yeah. Okay, double that up. Should I get them on the line?
Hey, DJ Grant, I want him to walk around my trailer and take the long way around that motherfucker. We're going to roll that bitch off.
This little boy reckless, man.
Kid, you're not going to take yourself a thermometer and check yourself.
You better put that Jimbo on your
tongue, man.
We're coming to race, man. You know that. We're coming out there to race.
Fire.
God damn, Jimbo.
This is a weekend, fellas, y'all do not want to miss.
Yeah.
It is 81 degrees Saturday in Macon, Georgia.
Hey, that's real good air for Business Blower right there, too. Real good air.
Go ahead, Perry.
What's going on?
The car?
Hey, it's nice down here right now.
I know it is. You already down there, Terry?
I'm pulling into Macon now.
Hey, Terry.
Yeah.
I hope when I get down there, I don't bring no bad weather because, you know, last week when we went to New York, and we caused a hurricane up in that motherfucker when we left. Yo, that motherfucker's up, boy.
I'm trying to figure out why they called it Sandy. It should have been Hurricane Jimbo.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Damn, I'm going to be mad. I'm mad I'm missing this shit.
Hey, someone's got bad background noise.
Yeah, it's just loud.
That was probably me. I'm trying to load this car.
Hey,
Probably me.
Yeah. Hold on.
1-347-215-9985. Yeah. Hey, Kimbo.
Yo.
When you leaving out?
We're on the road right now. We just lost.
Oh, all right.
We're on 75, yeah. Yeah, we should be there by 8 or 9 in the morning.
Okay. I'm here now. I'm just pulling in.
Yeah. Were you guys staying close to the track?
I'm going to go talk to Jay if he's still at the track. Probably tonight. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, Jimbo, did y'all take the Grey Goose down there?
No, we're just going to bring my car. There's too much kind of having two cars, you know, so we just want to bring one and concentrate on that.
Yeah, y'all going to have enough races with the one anyway, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we'd be good with one. We're bringing a champ down. That's what we're bringing.
Wow. Yeah, Jimbo, they ain't going to stop
me. Hey, Jimbo, I'm going to text you something, man. You're going to find it real funny.
You text me something?
Yeah, you're going to find it real funny.
Hey, what's up, what's up, Terry?
What's going on?
You already in Macon or you just still in Georgia?
I'm pulling in Macon here in a couple minutes.
Okay.
I spent the day in the caverns and all that stuff with my family.
Oh, ain't nothing wrong with that, Doc. And I like you. Some quiet time.
Hey, Biz.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Biz. We're pulling into Rite Aid right now. What you,
who?
You like the lubricated or the ribbed ones that you want the ultra thin?
You know what? You don't want to get penetrated, so you tell me. I want it raw.
Hey, hold on. Whatever, they got the ones for the girls though. They put on the girl though. See what the fuck are them called?
Once I
fuck you up this weekend, everybody's gonna think you got a pussy between them legs.
Oh wow! God damn, Jimbo.
Hey, like I said, Jimbo, go ahead, cause you need the confidence. I don't.
I know. I don't need you. You know why I don't need the confidence? Cause the only man that beat me this year. I just drove out to the backyard.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
K-9 is on the line for Mr. Jimbo.
Oh.
Oh,
shit. Hello. you going to be there this weekend? I'm right here.
You're already here.
You there?
Mustang.
I can't hear.
Mustang. He has a Mustang stock suspension. Small block.
What are you trying to do?
He said he wanna run for some big money. He said the ten ain't enough. I told him now he's speaking the language.
I'm at McClellan High School football, okay? I'll give you I'm walk away from these school buses right quick. He wanna race the Mustang just the colors or we prefer a Mustang against a Mustang, surely.
Y'all gonna run him with the cutlass down. He wants a down. Run with, he wants a small button. No, run.
I can't even hear him.
No, he wants to run the want small block against small block.
Hey, hold on. Hey, you, DJ.
I'm here, yes.
Yeah, all right, now he got a small block Mustang, right, on a 10-inch tire.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's 29, 28, whatever it is. Am I right?
Okay. Right.
All right. Does he want to lock in?
I can't. I mean, I don't have that car ready for the weekend.
It won't be ready this weekend. I'll tell you this right now. I mean, I'm sure I'm safe to say that for the type of money they're talking about, they don't mind traveling to come give you hand deliver you that ass whooping that you're asking.
Oh, yeah. We'll come up there. There ain't no problem for that. But I know the weather won't permit that by the time we turn to come that way.
What about Florida? Baldy's race. Everybody's going to Baldy's race. Y'all not coming to Florida for Baldy's race?
Who, me?
We'll be there.
I know y'all. I know K-9 will be there. I mean,
I don't,
Jimbo,
I
mean,
I don't,
if,
you know what?
Jimbo,
I don't know.
I mean, I mean, you're talking big money. I mean, big money will make somebody tough.
Gas money for him.
Yeah. If they give you gas money, you'll come on down and get some. Jimbo, to Florida.
I can't agree to that right now because I'm not sure around that time. I'd have to check in. I gotta check the schedule because I haven't even thought about racing that month yet. But we'll worry about that when it gets to that point. I'm worried about this weekend.
Yeah. Well, they had a little incident with the car, but I mean, it won't
fine.
Be really this weekend.
Once you get together, then you get a hold of us, and we'll set something up. You know.
Oh yeah. No,
DJ Craig, you might want to walk. DJ Craig, you might want to walk softly around Jimbo trailer now this weekend.
Why is that?
DJ, you can't even walk by my trailer. You got to take the long ass. There's gonna be a detour.
Listen, man. Let me tell you something. You're funny, dude. You're a funny dude. But I said, Jimbo, you gotta understand, you can't pump your chest, man. You got a back ass ladder by whatever, call some 56 on it.
I
know
back ass.
Hey,
I got stock frame rails in the back ass car.
You take them 50 bars off, and I'll throw to your ass. How about that?
Oh, he ain't got Willy bars on the car.
He's cutting
dude.
It out.
He got Willy bars on the car, man. Yeah, he do.
Oh, my gosh.
You said take the Willy bars
know.
Off?
I said, you never know. It just all depends on how frog I feel. I got three locked in races already, and I'm trying to pay the puck out to get to the white boy. So I don't know if I have time for you, Jimbo. But
I understand that. If I was you, I wouldn't want to get next to me either.
Oh man, listen, man.
When the champ is coming down south, I'm riding down there.
No, Biz is the champ from up north. I don't know who the hell you
shit. Are. I'm going to fuck Biz up Saturday. I'm going to show you guys
King,
that.
It's King Biz. King Biz is the one that we know that run the north. We don't know about Jimbo.
Biz don't run shit. Biz is King
and Jimbo the Grudge race. That's
why
David
Floyd with him.
Huh?
That's why David Floyd didn't get on.
Well, David Floyd, ain't going to get him because the way he sit, he not stock suspended and he on 29, and he got Willie Boy. Now, you know, they're going to stick him to death, but, you know, I know we
so,
really don't give a
so
fuck
So I'm coming
about
down
him.
There. I'm coming down there when I got a quarter-mile car to run 8th mile to hear everybody cry about what's on my car.
Oh, man, you ain't got no quarter-mile. What you mean you got
man,
quarter-mile?
Man, I got a quarter-mile. That's where I run my car, is quarter-mile. That's all I fucking do. I just ran a quarter mile last week.
But I heard you and Biz talking about it, and you said you didn't want to run Biz in the quarter mile, didn't you?
Man, I've been trying to race Biz for a month and a half, 2 months. I don't even want to hear that shit.
I don't know. See, Jimbo, you coming out here, you want stuff all your way, but can't nobody have it anyway. I mean, you only want to run small block nice and cars, and then, but you...
You don't sit like nobody's out.
Okay, you'll run a big block nice car.
Yeah, but he ain't got to have wheelie bars or nothing like that. You'll run a big block nitrous car on 29. He cannot have wheelie bars.
It shouldn't be no problem to have you
hey,
come.
Well, hey, listen.
Yeah.
If he do that and he don't know about coming to Florida, if I surely will pay him to come to Florida for that race.
He's scared, man. He's talking. He's
man,
scared.
I ain't
talking
scared
about
you guys.
All that big money, man. Listen.
You guys are talking about it.
Look, how about this? I'll pay your goddamn plane ticket. He'll pay the freight to get your car down there. Now, get your ass down now. What you want to do?
You're talking about racing for fucking months from now. We're talking about racing this
weekend. Listen, man. Y'all not doing no racing. Y'all shit is shut down up there. You ain't got nothing to do but put that motherfucker on ice for 1 month. So you can come out here and either get you some money or get fucked up. It's that simple. And if I'm lying on this phone, somebody tell me I'm lying. Because y'all ain't y'all shit available. Yeah, I ain't talking about
racing in fucking December. I'm talking about racing this weekend.
It's hot in Florida. The man said that
I don't give
paid,
a fuck if it was 80
listen,
to 80
no,
in Florida.
Listen, man, you talking the big money. So let me tell you something. If y'all flew me up there and I'm coming to... like this, and I'm confident like you were just talking. What the fuck would I
care? Man, this is what I'm telling you.
You ain't got nothing.
what? We're on 75. My car's on the trailer. We're heading that way to race this weekend right now.
Okay.
Now,
we understand.
Now, listen, everybody's
listen.
Talking about racing the
no,
D-Dummy.
No,
what the fuck
no,
happened
no,
to
no, 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 no. You said K-9. You went to popping your gun.
Now, yeah,
we,
I
now,
had this.
We talk, listen,
me and you.
Listen. Listen to what I'm saying. We're not trying to dial down. We want to go to your ass. But what I'm saying is, they're not ready this weekend. So, it ain't really too much to be said. So, he's trying
and
to accommodate you.
I asked this.
Because he said the 10 wasn't enough. So, if we don't run for 20 or better, why the hell wouldn't you not come?
We don't give a fuck. Man, we ran for 20 last weekend. We don't give a fuck about
okay, what
for 20.
You can know your price, I'm sure.
We're talking about racing this weekend. Are you talking about racing in December?
Dude, I'm telling you, it's going to be nice and hot. We're going to pay your gas money.
That's
and get you out there
that's
playing
fine.
If you want. But I'm saying...
I don't know what I have going on that month. I'm not going to say, yes, I'm going to come there.
Okay, I understand. We're not even trying to say you got to come. We're just saying this is how we can try to make this happen. If it don't work for you, it don't work.
We'll figure it out. I'm driving down the road right now.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not gonna look and see what I got going on that month.
We're not even trying to change the lock, none of that.
Yeah.
We just tell you the good
thing. I brought up K9 because I was talking to Biz and we're coming down there, so I asked Biz what was up with that car that you were trying to race with before to see if he was gonna be there this weekend.
Uh huh.
So that's how he got bought up. Now he's not gonna be there this weekend.
You also said you're gonna fuck him up. Did you not?
I will fuck him up.
Listen, listen. When you say that, that's what makes it a little more interesting. That's what makes people want to do a little more engaging. So we try to accommodate you, sir.
I'll fuck you up this weekend. How about that? I hear you talking.
Put the 28s on that bitch and leave your $60 on the run. I can't fit a 28. I can't fit a 29. It won't even go under that. That's fine. Look, how my car sits right now, I'll fuck you up. I ain't changing shit for you. Of course, because you know you can. You can't do what I do on 28. We know that.
You ain't doing shit.
Dude.
What have you done?
Okay, hold on. Hey, you can get you two races, sir, in Florida. Wait a minute, watch this.
Listen, you talking about money.
Hold on, watch this. So now, is that track down there, a quarter mile track? In Brains?
Look, hey. Ain't nobody talking about nothing past this weekend.
Hold on,
we're talking about
this weekend. I'm going to let you have it your way. Okay, hey, hang on. Big O, is that track in Bradenton a quarter mile track?
Oh. Bradenton's quarter mile. Bradenton is quarter mile track.
Yeah,
sure
Bradenton is quarter mile.
You have it your way. You leave
hey,
any shit on that goddamn car, and I will fuck you up.
I will fuck you up. I want my shit in the woods. This
listen,
weekend,
man,
to one quarter
listen,
mile.
Listen,
I don't need no shutdown. I run that bitch to the weeds.
Listen, man, you got your quarter mile car. Keep all your shit on. I'm gonna fuck what you got on that bitch, and I'm gonna kill
you.
You're talking
in the weeds and
how
shit now.
DJ,
hey,
call him a cunt. DJ, call him a cunt. I dare you.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Biz is always jocking you, and now we're on the trailer heading down that way to come to race everybody. Now you're talking about take
listen,
this off, take
let
that
say,
off.
Let me tell
man,
you
I will fuck that slow shit up you got.
Like he raced up north, he really raced the quarter mile. down on your motherfucking ass out there, and I'm going to bet you I'll kill your fuck ass. How about
that? What?
I will clear you, bitch. You heard what I said in the corner.
Oh,
man.
Now, DJ, don't forget the cunt. Don't forget the cunt.
Hey,
you got to call him that.
What comment toys that making at the zoo? Well, what do you want to do this weekend, this Saturday? That's what I'm trying to figure out. That's the track we're going to. You're talking about fucking next month and shit.
We're talking 1 month from now.
Do you want to race me this weekend or not?
Listen, man. It's not that easy, because I'm telling you right now when I win.
Damn, Ben, you riding this man's coattail, and this motherfucker don't even want to race.
Oh, man.
I'm
going to keep it real. Y'all talking all this greatest and stuff. You need to wait a few weeks on the radio show and get back to this subject later, at a later date. Then everybody had it just figured out, and then y'all can actually lock in some shit.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. If you don't want to race, just say you don't want to race this weekend, and then we'll move on.
Let me tell you something. I'm already locked in with you. I got three other races I'm locked in
for.
I missed 14 grand, so you can go to hell. And then next time you can get it your way.
Go to hell.
I'm
good.
It's not like Jimbo going to the South. The South bagging up. What's going on?
Oh, man.
After all this, hey, DJ, after all this fucking I'm doing this weekend, I'm going to hell.
You got
to
go out.
Listen.
The man is on the phone right now that wants you. That don't even sit like you, but he's still gonna fuck you up. No good, boy. Stop suspicion, small block. We're trying to get you to Florida next month. We're not putting no pressure. We're not even trying to lock you the fuck in. All we telling
I'm
you
not
is,
even talking about
listen,
Florida.
Listen,
we're wasting.
I'm telling you what we're talking about.
Guess what, man? My car is already there, and goddammit, my flight leave out at 9 o'clock. So get your bitch ass ready, nigga.
You're right.
DJ, you do know that stock suspension
Listen, man, I don't give a damn. I'm just saying. I'm just
saying. A lot of bad time now. I mean,
another thing y'all got to remember
is the fact stock suspension means two different things in two different places, man.
So none of us are suspension.
Ain't another guy even close to what I'm doing like mine. I can guarantee you that. You're talking the language right now, but I don't know how you're gonna act when you get there.
I'm not going to raise no back. I'll tell you this. I'm not going to raise no back half fucking chassis cars with
no,
33 and shit like
no,
that.
You ain't got to worry about that now. No, ain't going to be none of that. It's
if it's a Mustang,
it's going to be stuff that's with 29 inside that sits by like you. I'm saying if you want some of that action, then that's on you.
Oh,
but
that's,
I just don't
yeah.
think you're going to. Okay, all right. We'll see.
That's all wrong.
Okay. Remember you said it. Biz, when you leaving, Biz?
I'm about to go to work in about 30 minutes when my wife get home. As soon as I get off work, I'm heading out. I'm trying to get off work a little early today.
Hey, buddy, okay, you called in. He was talking last night like he was
going
to do something to you.
Yeah. You know what? That's like Jimbo. They talking to
Hey, I ain't talking myself about this shit, man. You crazy as fuck. I'm always talking.
I don't know. You trying to talk yourself into some confidence.
Hey, you just make sure you have $100 when I see you at the track.
I told you. I'm going to give you that 100 before you leave because I want to make sure you have a, who you going to get that 100 to?
You remember you said that if I win, I could teabag you or some shit like that?
No,
I ain't going to do that.
I said if you win, I was going to teabag you. That's what I was saying. Yeah, so do you want your tea bagging? Because you did win.
You want me to lay down? You want me to lay down or sit down?
However you want the tea bag, you tell me. I heard Ruben on the way down there.
Ruben
on the way down there.
Who's this?
You said Ruben's on his way down there?
Hey, somebody told me this. I don't know. Somebody told me to ask him about Rube. Who is Rube or Ruby?
Hey. I don't know. Who is Rube?
I don't know. I just got to think.
Hold on.
Y'all
done opened
up a can of worms, boy.
Who just said Rube on his way down there, man?
Huh?
That's us? Who just said Rube was on his way down there?
He's going down there with a car.
Hey, I will pay you guys if you get that man down there.
I don't know about Rube.
Man, I heard that man been out, man, and that man. They said that man been making passes, man. Hey, DJ, put it this way.
Yes.
I put him in retirement, man.
Oh, you put Rube in retirement. Okay.
He ain't been
out since. I'm sure whoever just texted me is on the line. So, y'all heard what Jimbo said. He said he put Rube in retirement. So that should be some motivation to get Rube to making this weekend or something.
How about the Moscones? Is the Moscones traveling today?
I'm going down there to watch.
What the fuck, man? I thought y'all put.
Well, I'm sorry, man. We're chasing gremlins. What can I tell you? I mean, what's should I go down and just give the money away?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
I mean, you got your shit
right,
or you gonna go down there and blow the tires off?
I'm gonna do more than y'all, motherfucker. I'm going.
Motherfucker, you still got? You know what? Instead of naming that bitch Sub-Zero, instead of naming that motherfucker Sub-Zero, you need to name that bitch Tron with all them left turns that motherfucker making.
You know what
Tron is? When that bitch makes that 90-degree left turn and 90-degree right, you need to get that right.
There's another year, y'all ain't came out.
Hey, Kimo, we made two motherfucking hits that was faster than you ever did. I bet you on that on the side.
Well, hey, why don't y'all come and make it and see if y'all can go fast that day?
Hey, but
that's
the thing. That's what happened with new build, man. Gremlins.
You got to
put
Gremlins
on,
man. Which way he turning? To the left?
Damn, that's fucked up.
Hey, you turn the same way as me, motherfucker. I just need a free time when you go over there.
I'm gonna make a fine turn to the right, because the return road goes to the right, so you'll be still back there, and you'll push that wall or up just to the rear. I'm making a right turn.
Hey, but, man, you made one clean hit this year.
Okay, well, watch the clean one I make on you. That's all you need to be worried about.
When you go to a track and test, the altitude is 2,300 feet, and 2 months later you go back and the altitude is 700 feet and 30 degrees.
Come
different.
On, man.
You better ask. Hold on. I'm telling you what I did.
Jimbo.
I'm telling you. Hold on. I'm telling you what I did, man. Relax.
He ain't trying to race,
man. You ain't some stupid motherfucker don't know how to change a goddamn. Why are they talking to you? You don't even start the goddamn car. Come on, see me. Come holler.